Right, as I mentioned, we are roughly through halfway through the year, so we're catching up with some of our market commentators. In fact, we've spoken to some of them already this week, just to find out how the stocks that they picked at the start of the year are doing, how they feel about their choice, and then also we're going to talk about the psychology of picking stocks. And if you'd like to participate in this conversation, you can call us on 011-731-8502 or tweet us at Sikim Gabadeli or at MoneyWeb Radio. Gerard, before we go into some of those stock picks, is there a science, a psychology to picking stocks?
Yeah, definitely. You know, stock picking is a science. It's definitely something that you learn through experience more than maybe knowledge, but you have to do the sweat as well. I think, you know, in recent years, behavioral finance became very important, mm-hmm. and especially for stock markets as well. So it's very advantageous to study behavioral finance. There are some do's and don'ts and some real biases that you have to be aware of, you mm-hmm. know. And I've been a stockbroker for more than 25 years. So you get a lot of clients, they'll, for instance, phone you and say, well, I bought this stock and I'm in a bit of a loss now. Should I hold it? I would always say, the price you bought the stock in at has got no bearing on whether to stay invested or to sell it. Whether you're in a loss or a profit, doesn't matter. You have to make a decision on what is the best stock to be in to make a profit for your time horizon. Mm. That's just some of the summary behavioral finance things that you'll pick up. So it's a very interesting field. It's very exciting. We got so many emails today about how much they enjoy the competition, because to see the market go up and down and shares going up and down, it's really exciting. Mm. And it can be rewarding as well.
You know, sometimes we talk about, you know, loyalty. Some people, Wayne, get quite tied to a stock because they like the company. And then even if the price has gone way down, they're like, but we know it's going to get better because we love that company.
Yeah, no,
is there such a thing as too much loyalty to one stock?
No, look, certain people and groupings have shown over time that they actually know what they're doing in running companies. So it's not a bad philosophy to say, well, I'm going to stick with this grouping or that family or this type of share or this industry because they've been successful over time. And there's nothing wrong with that, but there are clearly some pointers. Look, the one-minute guide to investing. There's two ways to invest. You either do what everyone else is doing, which is called momentum investing.
Yeah.
So you don't care what's happening. If the price is going up, if other people are buying, you buy.
You buy, yeah.
And if the price is going down, other people are selling, you selling, or you staying out. And then the other way of investing is where you actually use your head and do some investigations and try and work out what's good or what's bad. And quite frankly, over time, I'm not sure which one is best, eh? Because the so-called momentum investing is actually incredibly successful for very long time periods. But unfortunately, that kind of investing, the dot-com bubble, the resource bubble, it ends in tears. And when it ends hugely and dramatically, and people get destroyed.
Yeah.
Whereas the other kind of investing might be very mundane or show poor returns for years, but it never gets totally and utterly destroyed.
Okay.
So, but as I said, if you know when to sell, momentum investing can make you a lot of money.
All right, let's hear what our stock pickers, some of our regular market commentators, picked for the year and how they feel about where things are now. We're going to start with Ngareng Bobane, who's fund manager at Ashburton Investments. She picked Bidvest at the beginning of this year.
My stock that I picked at the beginning of the year was Bidvest, and to date, it is down 1.8%. And whether we still believe that this is still going to end on a high at the end of the year, we still support the story quite strongly. The share has come under pressure due to the results that were released, their interim results. And this was really driven by the South African side of the business was disappointing. And this is obviously led by a muted economic environment that we currently see as South Africans. but their offshore side, so the food division side, primarily across Europe, that did very well, where revenue was up 20%, with profits up 30%. Now, this is still very strong, and it does make up about 40% of the overall business. The story that we're supporting is that if you want to buy a diversified quality stock at sensible valuations, this is the stock to be in. So if you're looking at valuations, it's forward PE. So 1 year forward PE is at 14 times, giving you a dividend yield of around 3.3%. Now, having discussed with management, they continue to see momentum in that offshore business, and I think that's the exciting part of the story, and would see it recover as the year progresses, and would expect it to show quite good returns by the end of the year. The kind of multiples that you are getting the stock at, it does give you some comfort in buying at these kind of levels.
That's Ngaring Bobane, fund manager at Ashburton Investments. Gerard, what do you think of Bidvest?
It's a quality stock, definitely, and management is obviously highly rated. As Wayne mentioned, you know, if you get married to a stock and it's because of the brand or something, it can end in tears. I think if you get married to a stock with good quality, proven management, and that management stays intact, then you will probably not end up in too much tears. So I think also what she mentioned is that, you know, the offshore component doing very well. So looking at our market and what's happening here at the moment, I would tend to look more at something with a bigger offshore component, you know, more of a rand edge thing. But there's no question about Brian Joffe's leadership and the quality of management. So I won't be too concerned about it being down slightly.
All right, the next stock pick was Sasol, and Wayne, you also picked Sasol. What do you think of it now?
Well, it's done okay this year. It's matched the All Share Index. It's fallen from 650 to below 400, you know, last year, and then it went up a little bit, and that's why I bought it, because it's fallen so much. But the main reason is, the reason why the oil price fell from 110 to where it is now, 63, 64, is because of the excess gas coming out of America, the so-called shale gas. Now, the shale gas industry has caused a surplus in the energy market, which caused the prices to fall, but that production is grinding to a halt rapidly. There's an article out this week saying that there's no more money to invest in new shale gas there because the banks won't lend to the people, because they think it's a risky investment at the current oil price. So the existing wells are still producing, but they stop producing by the end of this year. They run out of gas, and there's no new gas coming on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is a risky thing. If you go into a competition like this where you pick one stock, you know, you got to, if you think, you can pick a safe stock, but then you're never going to even come close. In these sort of things, you're not actually managing a portfolio. You're picking one share.
You pick
a riskier share, and I picked Sasol. And I think the share price can go up quite dramatically, because I think we're going to see oil end of this year, $72, $73, $74 a barrel, and the gearing on Sasol is massive. So I might just come from behind at the end of the year and pip everyone at the post there.
All right. Simon Brown from Just One Lab picked Calgro. Let's hear what he had to say.
So my preferred stock was Calgro M3 of the three. That was definitely the one I was most confident of. Year to date, it's up about 40-odd percent so far, so really meeting expectations. If we take it a step further, recent results show it's doing incredibly well. They've done their burial park around Nasrec, which will play out over the longer term, but they're doing a lot of top structure, and that means a lot more revenue coming through for them at the moment, and that revenue is going to be significant. Their pipeline remains chunky, north of $15 billion, so looking for a good second half of the year and beyond.
And that's Simon Brown, who is a founder of Just One Lab. But just on that point, Gerard, you know, when you're picking that one stock, do you agree with Wayne that rather go for something that, you know, might be slightly riskier, because at least there'll be some action going on there, than picking something that's safe that might just trade sideways for the duration?
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you want to win a competition, then you have to do something out of the ordinary. You know, I remember one year we had a virtual competition And the only shares that went up in the three-month period were gold shares. And the guy who won was 64 years old,
yeah,
beating all the CA students that we normally get to win. And he bought gold in the beginning, and he just held on, and nobody could catch him. But it was a period where the whole country went down,
yeah,
and gold went up, quite dramatically. So you have to take a chance like that, yes, for sure, if you want to win. If your intention is, like in the competition, to learn more about share trading, if you don't reckon you can win the competition that easily, then I think you must try diversified shares and you know, learn a bit more about how they react. Then I wouldn't go for just one share.
Okay.
But for sure, if you want to win, you have to do something
take a
outside.
Chance. Yeah. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Gerard. Gerard Lampen is head of Sanlam iTrade. We also have Wayne McCurry, who's with Momentum Wealth. He's back with us, of course, next week. Bye-bye.
SAFM Sports Wrap.